213 Rock with Herreg Melodica on Vinyl Stimes Classic Rock Radio.
We set the sail for adventures, seven continents, seven seas. A horde of freedom defenders to create our destiny. Don't you dare to resist, you better run. Oh, everywhere, keep away, cause here we come. Strike! 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 Keep away, cause here we come.
Hear the drum. Now the time has come, we will break the band. Hear the drum. We will take this land by storm.
The tyrant may not surrender, he will fall and lose his throne. Despite his might and his power, he's a man of flesh and bone. Oh, heed the call, we will end this dreadful reign. Oh, take it all, that'll be our claim to fame. Strike! Claim to fame.
Hear the drum. Now the time has come, we will break the ban. Hear the drum. We will take this land by storm. Expect no mercy, they will reap everything they sow. Hear the drum. It's the time of axe and sword.
Oh yeah, 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio, en direct ce soir, Mr. Tetzel, All for Metal. Hi Tetzel, nice to meet you.
Bonjour, guten Tag. Hi, hello.
Yeah, guten Tag, mein Freund.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, hi,
nice
yeah.
to meet you, my friend.
Yeah, nice to meet you. How are you, man?
Yeah, I'm great. I'm freshly tattooed, upgraded my arm, so...
Okay.
I'm good.
Ok, alors en direct ce soir, donc effectivement, on a Tetzel, chanteur du groupe, un des deux chanteurs du groupe All For Metal qui est en direct, hein, fraîchement tatoué et en même temps donc très en forme, je crois qu'il est codé du côté d'Hambourg. So Tetzel, welcome tonight on 213 Rock Show. Vinyl Times, the classic rock radio is the name of the Web Rock station. Thank you very much for accepting my live invitation. As you know, we are based in Paris, France. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Pretty soon, this soon, and I'm really hyped. I think the show is it sold out yet? I'm not sure.
It's sold out since a couple of weeks.
Oh wow! So it's gonna be great. Absolutely,
yeah.
It's been a long time. I've been in Paris and in Lyon with my other band in 2017 already. So
okay.
A couple of years back, and so I'm really looking forward to the French fans. I remember them to be absolutely crazy and amazing. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Alors effectivement, il commence déjà par le vif du sujet. Effectivement, le groupe sera en concert avec Windrose du coup à Paris. Donc ça sera donc effectivement en octobre. Et puis en même temps, ouais, ça sera la date. Hein, elle est déjà sold out depuis quelques temps déjà. Effectivement, ça a pas duré longtemps au niveau de la billetterie. Tout a été vendu assez rapidement. Donc je disais, le groupe All For Metal a sorti son premier album effectivement intitulé Legends depuis le 7 juillet. Ouais, ça c'est énorme en tout cas via le label IFM Records. So Tetzel, All For Metal. Press, media, yeah. Fans of heavy metal are at this moment talking on the social media a lot of your bands. Wow, what a buzz.
Yeah, I hope so. We really put in a lot of effort, so much energy. We produce so many videos, really high quality videos to really stand out with the songs, to really get them across to people, to appeal also visually. We put on a great live show. Of course, we've only had 3 shows so far. It's just been the Metal Fest in Czech Republic, the Rock Hearts Festival in Germany, and also obviously Wacken. Wow. So yeah, what a start for an amazing journey.
Effectivement, comment démarrer en tout une année, hein, parce que il y a quand même 7 clips vidéo qui sont sortis depuis l'an passé. Il y a une promo énorme, effectivement. Il y a un buzz hein, depuis qui est monté petit à petit, etc. Et ils ont fait des festivals, ils ont fait le Wacken, ils ont joué au Rockart Festival, ils ont joué en public tchèque. C'est énorme, quoi. Vraiment, hein, de très très belles choses sont arrivées. Hein. And All for Metal is the story of two friends, you, Tetzel, and Mr. Antonio Calanna.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So Antonio was the singer of an AOR band a couple of years ago, and I just thought his voice is so crazy. And yeah, we wanted to do something together, and we pitched the idea to AFM Records, and they were all in. And now the rest is history, kind of. And we have a great band together, great people from Italy and Germany. And it's magic, it really is.
Ouais, effectivement, deux amis hein, qui se sont parlé, qui ont partagé des choses sur le heavy metal entre l'Allemagne et l'Italie et via le label AFM Records. Ils ont présenté le projet, c'était c'est vraiment bien, il y a de très très belles chansons. Allez, on développe le sujet quand même. And also behind the band, there was two producers, Mr. Hardy Kresh and Mark Nissen, who have worked with Kissing Dynamite in the past, but they did amazing job on the production.
Yes, yes, 100%. This is something very special as well. So it's a little bit different than in a traditional band because we kind of had this vision that we created with between the two of us, but also with the team. And then we were able to pitch those ideas and have the producer also work on the songs and really kind of make the gem really shine, you know?
Ok, ok, effectivement, ils ont eu deux producteurs derrière, hein, vraiment qui ont fait un boulot incroyable. Hein. Ils les ont écoutés au niveau des idées, ils ont essayé de chercher la meilleure dynamique, le meilleur son en tout cas, la meilleure production pour avoir, pour embellir tous ces titres, hein, parce que tous les titres sont vraiment catchy, sont vraiment très très accrocheurs. Et c'est quand même des producteurs qui ont travaillé avec Kissing Dynamite par le passé, et ouais, ils ont fait un excellent travail pour lui, et c'est 100% d'accord là-dessus, c'est juste incroyable. And Tetzel, musically, All for Metal is far from, as you said, from your band, Acid Blood. Hein. Very far.
Yes, absolutely. It's something completely different.
Effectivement, que c'est très très différent de son groupe autre, hein, qui a déjà joué en 2017 hein, du côté de Lyon, Assem Blood. Donc effectivement, Tetzel connaît la France. Hein. And the album Legends was released on the July 7. I guess that day was the great for you and the band after long months of work, many efforts, because the pressure and the worries was gradually step by step hein, since the release date.
Yes, yes, it was really great. Everything went up to this date. We had the 7th video released on that day, on the 7th of July also. And then there was the big show on Rock Arts Festival, 25,000 people.
Wow.
So we really put everything to that date to really make it shine. There was a couple of problems actually, but it's not very important now. So we kind of wished and we would have charted a little bit higher, but now it's all forgotten. It doesn't matter anymore. So the people love the album, people buy the album, and yes. Also buy the tickets to the shows, which is the best thing that can happen to us. Yeah.
Effectivement, que les meilleures choses qui pouvaient leur arriver, c'était de jouer devant 25 000 personnes du côté du Rock Art Festival, et puis bien évidemment le Wacken. Et puis en même temps, il espérait hein, un meilleur positionnement dans les charts. Mais ça va arriver. Ça prend du temps, en tout cas. Chaque chose en son temps. Et puis en même temps, les concerts, les tickets, les concerts se vendent, les places. Donc ça, c'était la chose la plus importante pour lui. Et ça, c'est ce qu'il aime en tout cas. C'est là-dessus, hein, vraiment, qu'il aimait de bonnes, très très bonnes intentions. Hein, Tetzel, the first single was All for Metal, was released almost 10 months ago, maybe very soon,
yes.
1 year ago. Wow, I'm totally fan of this track.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically the mission statement, you know, it's mm-hmm. All for Metal, Metal for All.
Okay.
This is what it's all about, classic heavy metal vibe. The classic riff and the kind of stomping beat, very straightforward, nothing complicated, but also nothing too shabby, you know, something that kind of stays in your head with you. It's just a hymn, and that's the way it was supposed to be. And I think when we are at live shows, people will sing with us. It's All for Metal, mm-hmm. Metal for All.
Effectivement que le titre All for Metal, hein, les fans adorent, même moi je suis totalement fan de ce titre, hein, j'adore le jouer, le proposer chaque soir du lundi au vendredi en direct dans 213 Rock. Ce titre vous l'avez en playlist, et en même temps, hein, le slogan du groupe c'est All for Metal, Metal for All, et puis donc c'est un titre, hein, qui est fait pour les fans, qui est fait pour être chanté, qui fait, en fait c'est devenu un classique du groupe, hein. And I love the intro, bing bing with the blacksmith. I got a story for you. My name is Herreg. It's from Algeria, and this is the very old name dating back from 8th century, which means the blacksmith.
Ah, that's nice.
Yes.
Awesome. So someone in your ancestry probably was a blacksmith.
That's right, exactly. Yes, because it's a very, very old name dated from 8th century. Wow. I think it's not far away from Viking, when Viking went into North Africa. I think it's something, it's not far away.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a long, very long story. Yes. And always about All for Metal, these tracks will be played at all your show during your life, during the life of the bands for the future. Because you'll find these songs to sing, to dance, to headbanging with the band. Wow, you compose the heavy metal anthems.
Yeah, that's the idea. That's the idea. And it's also, it's really funny. People sometimes ask, what's your favorite song? And it really depends. Like the last one you listen to, it's just there. You're gonna have it stuck in your ear, and you're just gonna hum it the next day. So sometimes when we're just doing something, my girlfriend, she's not even a huge fan of heavy metal. She's a metalhead, but she loves all kinds of modern stuff, melodic death metal, some metalcore. So she's very far from usually heavy metal, but then she's like in the kitchen, born in Valhalla. It's just really fucking funny.
Okay.
So yeah, it works really well, and the people recognize it. As I said, it just sticks in your ear.
Yeah, effectivement que le titre est très accrocheur, All for Metal. D'ailleurs, c'était fait pour ça très exactement, qui est même sa compagne, hein, effectivement, dans la vie, qui est pas tellement fan de heavy metal, qui est plus moderne metal mélodique, metal voire death metal mélodique, et elle chante Valhalla effectivement dans la cuisine et tout, ça le fait rire en tout cas, et en fait ça accrocheur, et ça a réussi, ça a fait son effet, hein. And Antonio and you, Tetzel, had a lot of ideas to compose some heavy metal hymns for this album Legends, because the track listing is very, there is some very catchy songs for playing live.
Oh yeah, definitely. So there's so much more coming. We are not lazy. We are working on the next album.
Yeah.
As we speak, the next album is going to be next year, definitely. So we're working hard on that to make it a reality. Because we don't want to be like the band to release a great album and then just tour for a while and then we kind of disappear. That's not what we want. We really want to take this metal world by storm, and we are here to stay, you know, we've come to stay.
Ouais, effectivement que alors déjà la bonne chose c'est qu'ils sont déjà en train de travailler sur l'album suivant. Donc comme il a dit, ils sont pas feignants, hein, they are not lazy. Ils sont pas du tout feignants, ils sont en train de travailler, et donc effectivement pour donner la suite à ce prochain album. Donc ça c'est très intéressant, ils vont essayer de monter en grade, hein, maintenant, parce que c'est quand même toujours difficile de faire mieux. En tout cas, ça c'est une excellente information à retenir. And Tetzel, all your music videos have reached between 500,000 and very soon a million some of ones, hein, with some million views. It's just amazing, hein. And same on Spotify, your album Legend, the track listing reaches the million.
Not quite so much, but we are really, really happy. For example, the last video is at almost 650,000 views.
Yes.
And we reached 60,000 monthly listeners.
That's
on
right.
Spotify. It's a little bit behind. We really hoped for a little bit more buzz on Spotify, but the streaming services are something different. And for a newcomer band, it's really hard to get into like the official playlists.
That's right.
So this is really important for the distribution. But 60,000 people is huge. It's a lot. So we are really happy, really, really happy. And you can see that it's growing. It's growing a little bit almost every day. And this is something that's really reassuring for us. So we know, okay, people listen, people tell their friends, and people listen again and again, you know.
Effectivement.
They don't stop.
Ouais, effectivement que ça ne s'arrête pas tous les jours, c'est le buzz, ça monte, hein. Pour l'instant, les vidéos sont situées entre 200 000, 300 000, 400 000, pour certaines 600 000, voire 700 000 vues sur YouTube. Donc, oui, c'est déjà très bien pour un démarrage, en tout cas pour un premier album. Sur Spotify, si vous additionnez tout le track listing, il atteint déjà le million. Alors pour lui, pour le moment, c'est pas encore les objectifs atteints parce qu'ils espéraient beaucoup plus. Mais c'est en tout cas, c'est très porteur, c'est déjà un premier album. Ils ont déjà fait le buzz, hein. Il y a déjà 7 clips déjà disponibles sur YouTube concernant sur un 12 track. Eh, c'est énorme, en tout cas, il y a une sacrée promo, hein. And the most important thing at this moment, c'est you have some fans from all over the world. There is a lot of feedback and some messages written in the different nationalities. It's excellent.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So there's people, obviously from all over Europe. We have fans in Italy, in France, in Sweden, but also something that's to be expected with this kind of music, the Southern America.
That's right.
So Brazil and Argentina, yeah. And also even in the United States, there's a couple of people already listening cool. to us regularly. And people are asking, will you come to the US? Will you come to Australia? And we're like, we have to be a little bit slow. So first, let's conquer our backyard. Okay. Let's go over Europe. Let's see what we can do. And I'm really confident because, as I said, the tickets are selling well. We are obviously together with a great band, together with Windrose, also an Italian band,
yes.
Also very, very nice. And Seven Kingdoms, they are from the United States, actually.
Mm-hmm. Alors,
so
oui.
I think it's a cool package.
Effectivement. Alors, donc, je disais, dans la question, pour c'est, le plus important, c'est qu'ils aient des fans à travers le monde et qu'il y a effectivement de nombreux messages disponibles hein, sur les réseaux sociaux, que les feedbacks sont excellents. Les fans, ils viennent d'à travers la planète. Effectivement, ouais, il y a des différentes nationalités, des Italiens, des Français, des Allemands, des Anglais, etc. Ça vient aussi de l'Amérique du Sud, notamment Brésil, Argentine, etc. Et puis, ça vient aussi des fans aux États-Unis. Puis la tournée avec Windrose qui se prépare et le groupe américain, US américain, Seven Kingdom. Donc, il se passe de très très belles choses. Hein. And Tetzel, here are some good examples of what your fan thinks about All For Metal. About the songs All For Metal, one fan wrote this message: "This band is awesome, great vocals, and the blistering guitar of work make this song epic. It's just amazing, this cut." And another one saying in a barn in Valhalla, "Another epic song and video. I love the guitar solo. Antonio and Tetzel are really good singers." And Raise Your Hammer, another killer song, "You guys are the discovery of the year." Another one said, "Fury of the Gods, one of the best new heavy metal bands to come out, keeping true the heavy metal alive." Hey, Tetzel, it's just crazy for a beginning of the band.
Absolutely, yes, definitely, 100%. Also, I tell you a secret. I'm actually absolute beginner in singing. I do death metal for 15 years now.
Okay.
But in 2000 and late 2019, I just started with singing practice.
Okay.
So to really sing clear vocals. And so basically after taking lessons for like 2 years, I was like, okay, now I want to do something with that. So yeah, of course I'm a beginner, but then there's Antonio. He is professional.
Okay.
So I practice, I get better. I definitely get better. But for now, Antonio has to carry the super, super high, long, crazy notes.
Okay.
I will never be crazy high. Obviously I have low baritone bass voice. So yeah, I just started.
Ouais, effectivement. Alors le petit secret de l'histoire, c'est que vraiment Tetzel, donc c'est qu'en 2019, hein, il a démarré le chant clair. Donc parce que avant avec son groupe, effectivement, Ascend Blood, il a toujours chanté, enfin depuis 15 ans en termes de death metal. Là, il s'est mis récemment, depuis 2019, il s'est appliqué à chanter en plus clair et il réussit plutôt bien. Hein, c'est vraiment bien fait en tout cas. Une belle grosse voix, Thor, Raise Your Hammer. Et en même temps, donc en fait, ça chante super bien. J'adore sa voix en tout cas. Et puis il y a Antonio aussi avec sa belle voix claire et tout et tout son professionnalisme. Effectivement, donc il vient effectivement chanter tout ça. Non, c'est une belle association entre Antonio et Tetzel. C'est vraiment magnifique. En tout cas, ça fits parfaitement, quoi. Ça colle parfaitement bien, quoi. And something very different about all the music videos, one after the other in time order. You've got a little 35 minutes film about the history of your first Legion album.
Yes, exactly. And I tell you another secret.
Oh.
There's one more video coming out pretty soon.
Ooh.
So we have one more really high quality video. That's also part of Legends. So it was actually it was supposed to come out instead of Hear the Drum. So, but we did two videos, and then okay, we had to decide which one comes first. But I'm really happy about Hear the Drum. So there's another one coming. And yeah, it's like, this is the world we create. This is this fantastic world of swords and sorcery and dragons and fantasy and heavy metal music. So it's not, of course we sing about Valhalla and Thor, but in general, it's really, really a wide topic, all this fantasy and stuff which we just love, like in classical heavy metal. So yeah, it's like a little movie. And, yeah, some videos obviously are more connected, like the first three are really connected.
Mm-hmm.
The storyline is really connected. But then we tell a story in each video, and I really hope that that the fans appreciate it and they love the videos, because we put in a lot of effort and money.
Ok, effectivement, qu'ils ont fait un énorme effort financier. Hein. Il y a un nouveau clip qui va paraître. Donc là, c'était déjà la deuxième petite secret story pour ce soir. Et on en a eu deux, hein, intéressants en tout cas. Donc il y a un clip. Hein, pour l'instant, il a pas donné le titre. Hein. Tout simplement, il a dit simplement que il y a effectivement un autre clip, effectivement dans Live Vibe, hein, avec toujours un côté fantasy, effectivement légende, effectivement d'épée et de belles histoires. Et puis en même temps, je disais dans la question que si vous regardez tous les clips les uns derrière les autres dans l'ordre du temps, en fait, vous obtenez un film de 35 minutes sur l'histoire du premier album, en fait, Legends des All For Metal. Et ça c'est vraiment très intéressant en tout cas. Et puis donc en attendant le prochain clip qui devrait arriver très très prochainement. And how was your recent show at the Wacken? I think it was a real experience for the band.
Yeah, I think you may have heard that there was a lot of trouble with the weather.
Yes, we heard that. Yeah, so, we saw some couple of pics. Yeah.
Wow. Actually, we were on stage waiting for doors to be opened.
Okay.
Because they already canceled the Wacken Firefighters, which are traditionally opening the festival.
Mm-hmm.
We were just on stage and waiting for people.
Ah.
Not because people didn't want to see us, but the grounds were not opened.
Oh my God.
So the people were not allowed to come to the stage.
Ay, ay, ay,
it was summer. It was really crazy. So we sat there with the stage manager, and he was like, wait, wait 10 minutes, and then we see, and then we wait a couple of minutes more. And so basically, when we started to play the first notes, the doors were finally opened.
Okay.
And it really filled up really, really quickly. People were coming and rushing towards the stage, trying to be with us, which was absolutely great. And we had a huge, huge show. People were celebrating, and we didn't have any rain during our show.
Mm-hmm.
But sadly, our meet and greet had to be canceled because the main stage area was not opened till 6 or 7, and we were supposed to be there at 5. But it was just crazy. So much mud, so much water. Yeah, but it was still super great. 60,000 people. I mean, it's still incredible. Mm-hmm. Still huge.
Eh ben voilà l'histoire en fait, hein, effectivement que c'était une véritable expérience celle du Wacken. En fait, ils sont arrivés sur scène, il y avait personne puisque les portes n'étaient pas ouvertes. Donc le stage manager leur a demandé d'attendre un peu, d'attendre. Dès que les portes furent ouvertes, le public est entré. Bon là, ils ont commencé à jouer effectivement, et au bout de 10 bonnes minutes, il y a déjà avait 16 000 personnes devant eux. C'était déjà énorme avec les conditions météorologiques qui étaient complètement catastrophiques. Effectivement, il y avait de la boue. Pour ça, vous le savez, il y a des photos qui sont disponibles à travers Facebook. Et aussi en même temps, ils n'ont pas pu faire de signing session, hein, puisque du côté de la main stage, l'autre côté du Wacken, tout était boueux, donc c'était fermé, le temps effectivement d'arranger l'histoire. Mais bon, effectivement, c'était vraiment une réelle expérience. En direct ce soir, 213 Rock, Vinny Tams, le Classic Rock Radio, Mr. Tetzel, All For Metal en direct, l'album Legends disponible sur toutes les plateformes digitales ainsi que les éditions limitées via le label IFM Records. So, in a month, you will be on tour, finally, with the Windrose, Seven Kingdoms. The show in Paris, the concert in Paris, has been sold out for a few weeks ago. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I think the booking agency actually tried to find a bigger venue.
Okay.
So that we could upgrade, but there was nothing available.
Okay.
So we have to stick with what we have. I mean, it's still cool. if we know that people in France love us, if they will see us again, we will be back. 100%. We will be back, and I think they will love All For Metal and Windrose, of course, and the Seven Kingdoms.
Yes.
It's a great tour. It's a great package. But we are already in the talks. We're always planning, always working. We're always trying to get more and more and more. We want to be on tour, hopefully next year, maybe twice. We want to be on tour all summer. I mean, for us, like a personal wish for me, would be to play Hellfest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if All For Metal would fit so much for Hellfest, but it would just be so great because I've heard so many things about it and it's such a big and huge name already in the festival world. Have you ever been there?
12 times.
12 times.
12 times, yes, something like that. Yes, I know very well, yeah. It's fantastic. When you play, if you play at the Hellfest, 60,000 people in front of you.
Ah, perfect.
On the main stage. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, it's the best festival, best heavy metal festival of the world. Yeah, just amazing. It's a just amazing Hellfest. Yeah, and you've got different nationalities, different people from everywhere, from South of America, from South of Africa, from South of Europe, and from people from Poland. Different national. If you go to the airport, it's just amazing. The airport is like a train station. A lot of people, and no, all the hotels and camping are totally full around 100 kilometers around the festival. It's just amazing.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any talks because I'm not involved in the booking process, but if I can make wishes, let's shout out to the people from Hellfest. Book All For Metal. You won't regret it. You won't regret it.
Okay. Effectivement, il rêverait de jouer au Hellfest, hein, mais il a bien raison. C'est quand même le plus beau festival du monde. C'est un truc de malade, quoi. Et puis, il rêve de jouer là-bas. Il y a eu des super noms et tout. Donc, effectivement. Et puis, il y a cette date, hein, le 4 octobre prochain. October 4th. Le 4 octobre prochain, le groupe sera en concert et c'est déjà donc sold out du côté donc du Glass Art à Paris avec Windrose et Seven Kingdom. La petite histoire de ce soir, la troisième, le petit secret, c'est qu'ils essayent de déplacer le show dans une autre salle plus grande, effectivement, parce qu'il y a énormément de demandes et de tickets pour y aller. Alors, wait and see, en tout cas, et ça serait vraiment très, très bien, et puis c'est vraiment génial. So, Tetzel, thank you very much for this live interview. Just before the end, I have a question for my partner. Her name is Madame Maroc, and this morning she sent me a question for you. And she said, please, Tetzel, how many hours of fitness and music do you pair a week? Because it's just amazing.
Like 6 hours of weight training per week.
Okay.
Yeah, about 6 hours. I train about 1.5 hours, 3 to 4 times.
Okay.
So about 5-6 hours, but for 12 years. So I've been training for a long time now.
Okay.
And of course, there was times when I trained more, but for now, it's okay for me kind of maintaining my physique because I want to stay as I am, lose a little bit fat actually to look good on stage. You know, you always want to be the mountain of power. You want to show the part.
And I think you might keep...
And singing, it's the same music. Yeah, I'm writing lyrics. I'm playing the guitar at home. Not so much anymore. And singing practice. So it's about the same.
Ok, alors effectivement que pour le sport, effectivement il y a beaucoup d'heures en tout cas, et oui il y met beaucoup d'heures, et ça fait déjà des années en tout cas qu'il y met, et en ce moment il est, comme il te dit, bon il se laisse un peu aller effectivement parce qu'il faut aussi composer le prochain album, il est en train d'écrire des paroles, il est en train de travailler la guitare effectivement, il a quelques idées. And I saw the video when you lift 300 kilos, it's just amazing.
Yes, sure, yeah.
Wow, it's amazing.
Yeah. I've competed in France a couple of years ago with Alexandre Houlin, La Machine.
Okay.
He was one of the strongest guys in France, and I've also competed with Aurélien Lejeune. Also, he's the strongest man of France. We competed in Strongman Champions League a couple of times. So yeah, I am a professional strongman. I haven't competed in 2 years now because of music, because there's just too much stuff going on, and like you need to prepare like 8 weeks for a strongman competition, and there's never 8 weeks where I have time to really consecutively prepare right now. So that's the reason also why I want to lose a little bit body weight, because
okay.
It's not It's not easy to be 130 kg. It's better have 120, you know.
Ok. Alors effectivement, ça demande 8 semaines de préparation hein, pour aller en camp, parce que c'est aussi son métier, hein, effectivement, la fitness et tout, pour soulever des poids. Il a même soulevé 300 kilos. C'est un truc de dingue. Hein. Soulever 300 kilos. Vous imaginez la force qu'il faut dans les bras et dans les épaules, dans les dos, les pecs qu'il faut. Vous imaginez l'histoire. Il faut 8 semaines de travail avant d'arriver dans, pour en compétition. Mais pour le moment, effectivement, il a laissé un peu ça de côté parce qu'il y a aussi la musique qui a pris une place incroyable et puis il y a énormément de demandes. Allez, en direct ce soir, 213 Rock Vinny Times de Classic Rock Radio, All For Metal, Tetzel, l'album Legends. Voici le track listing. L'album démarre avec All For Metal, ensuite Goddess of War, en 3 Born in Valhalla, en 4 Raise Your Hammer, en 5 Hear the Drum, en 6 le single Run, en 7 Prophecy of Hope, l'intro, en 8 Mountain of Power, en 9 Fury of the Gods, en 10 The Day of Hammerfall et en 11 Legends Never Die. 213 Rock Vinny Times de Classic Rock Radio. So Mr. Tetzel, thank you very much for this live interview. Do you have a message for the audience tonight, please?
Yeah, just we really appreciate every one of you guys. Listen to the album, stream the album, see our shows, and just spread the message. It's all for metal and metal for all.
Okay, 213 Rock Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio, all for metal, metal for, en tout cas, 213 Rock Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio, ouais, c'est juste énorme en tout cas. Merci Monsieur Tetzel, thank you Tetzel for this live interview. Oh yeah, definitely, merci.
Merci.
Hey, tout de suite, on continue en musique, 213 Rock Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio, avec le single que nous affections particulièrement au sein de Vinny Times, Classic Rock Radio, all for metal, Vinny Times, your Classic Rock Radio.
Yeah.
yeah, oh yeah, 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio. Tedzel était en direct des All For Metal, vocaliste du groupe. C'était, on a passé 30 bonnes minutes en tout cas en direct dans 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio, à parler donc de cet album Legends avec la tournée qui sera disponible le 4 octobre prochain, qui passera par Paris. Tedzel nous a bien avoué en tout cas qu'il pourrait y avoir effectivement un changement de lieu parce que la salle est déjà sold out. Alors peut-être qu'il cherche à l'heure actuelle une salle plus grande, effectivement, pour accueillir tous les fans de Heavy Metal pour une belle soirée. Voilà, c'est terminé pour ce soir. Merci encore d'avoir écouté 213 Rock Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio. On se retrouve demain soir en direct à partir de 20h. Merci à tous et je vous souhaite à tous et à toutes une bonne soirée, un excellent appétit si vous passez à table ou alors un bon film pour vous détendre. Merci encore. Ciao, ciao.